Terror cannot be eradicated by condemnation. There must be an end to Darwinist education in order to eliminate terror. Many countries today live under the constant threat of terrorism. This scourge, which has persisted across the world for many years, leads to sudden and unforeseen death or crippling of innocent men, women and children, villagers and soldiers, by way of cunning ambushes and lethal traps. The preventive measures taken against the scourge have never represented a real solution. The bloody scourge of terror they afflicted countries in the past is still actively employing the same cunning tactics today. The cowardly attacks and terror perpetrated across the world today are constantly condemned, and every new outrage is fiercely cursed. But what purpose does constantly condemning terrorism serve? When has condemnation of terrorism ever represented a definite solution to the countries afflicted by such attacks? When has it ever prevented new terrorist outrages? Mere verbal criticism of terror is very definitely no solution at all, and is perhaps the weakest response that can be given to such attacks. The real response to terror requires a realistic initiative, deep-rooted action against the ideology of terror, if terrorism itself is to be eradicated. That initiative will only be made possible by drying up the swamps in which communist terror breeds. Terrorists have a philosophy. That philosophy is dialectical materialism, and it is fundamentally grounded in Darwinism. That philosophy will persist and continue to nourish the scourge of terrorism so long as Darwinism is not eradicated, and no end is therefore put to Marxism and materialism. It is therefore essential that this philosophy be completely eradicated and people be educated against its foundation, Darwinism. It is a grave error to condemn terror and lose victims to it on the one hand, but for Darwinism to be taught in schools on the other. Darwinist education serves no other purpose than to reinforce communist terror, being aware but remaining insensitive to the fact that Darwinism constitutes the origin of communist ideology means remaining insensitive to terrorism itself. Nothing can come from condemning terrorism while Darwinism is still being taught in schools. Darwinist ideology is based on an outdated theory that has been spilling blood and deceiving humanity through hoaxes and lies for some 150 years. All young people in schools must be taught and shown that this untrue theory built on lies is based on hoaxes and deceit. They must be taught that the ideology of dialectical materialism and its supposed scientific basis, Darwinism, are false beliefs. Only then can those preventive measures be permitted and have permitted results. No other tactics can ever put an end to this curse. In order for terrorism to be brought to an end, its vital arteries must be completely severed and its intellectual infrastructure brought down.
www.harunyahya.com